WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and control. Ever feel like your creative juices are running dry? Like that spark of inspiration just vanished into thin air? You're not alone. We live in a world that often feels chaotic, demanding our attention every second. It can be tough to carve out space for those quiet moments where creativity blossoms. But guess what? I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible and crucial. Because let's face it, creativity isn't just about painting masterpieces or writing best-selling novels. It's about finding fresh perspectives, solving problems in innovative ways, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Today, we're diving deep into the art of creating a safe space for your creativity to flourish. Think of it like cultivating a beautiful garden. You need the right environment, the right nourishment, and most importantly, a whole lot of patience. Let's break down 5 key moves that will help you turn that creative block front upside down. First up, ditch the inner critic. That nagging voice in your head that says things like this is stupid, or you're not good enough. Yeah, we gotta silence that guy. Creativity thrives when we embrace imperfection and allow ourselves to experiment without fear of judgment. Remember, even the most celebrated artists started somewhere often with a whole lot of messy drafts and failed attempts. Embrace those stumbles as stepping stones, because sometimes the craziest ideas lead to the most amazing breakthroughs. Next, tune out the noise. I'm talking about all that digital clutter bombarding us 24/7, the news cycle, social media feeds, constant notifications. It can be overwhelming. Create boundaries and carve out dedicated time for creative pursuits, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Put your phone on airplane mode, close those distracting tabs, and immerse yourself in your chosen craft. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish when you give your brain the space to wander and explore. Number 3. Embrace inspiration wherever it strikes. Life is full of little moments that spark creativity, a conversation with a stranger, a breathtaking sunset, a song that gets stuck in your head. Keep a journal handy or use voice notes on your phone to capture those fleeting thoughts and ideas. You never know when a seemingly random observation might blossom into something truly special. 4. Connect with like-minded souls. Surround yourself with people who inspire you, encourage your creative endeavors, and celebrate your wins big and small. Join workshops, online communities, or simply grab coffee with friends who share your passion. The energy of collaboration can be incredibly powerful and help you push beyond your comfort zone. Finally, remember to have fun. This is the most important one, folks. Creativity should be enjoyable, not a chore. If you find yourself getting bogged down or frustrated, take a step back, do something you love, and come back to it with fresh eyes. Remember why you started in the first place, that spark of joy, that sense of wonder, that desire to create something beautiful. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling creatively drained after a long day at work. The last thing you want to do is stare blankly at a screen or pick up your guitar. But then, you remember you have a cozy nook in your apartment dedicated to creative pursuits. Soft lighting, comfy pillows, and a bookshelf filled with inspiring books. It's your personal sanctuary. You walk into that space, take a deep breath, put on some music that makes you want to move, and simply allow yourself to be present. Maybe you doodle in a sketchbook, brainstorm ideas for a new project, or just sit quietly and let your thoughts wander. In that safe space, the pressure melts away and the creative flow starts to return. See? It's not magic, it's about intentionality and creating an environment that supports your creativity. Remember these 5 moves. Silence that inner critic, tune out the noise, embrace inspiration wherever you find it, connect with like-minded souls, and most importantly, have fun. Keep those creative juices flowing, my friends. And remember, a little bit of calm and control goes a long way in unlocking your full potential. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep rocking that stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.